This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, David L. Ross, Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent. Decided March 18th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. David L. Ross, number ED112454. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County versus 20 CG C03391, State of Missouri. Honorable Scott A. Lipka, respondent. Filed March 18, 2025. David L. Ross, movant, appeals the judgment denying his pro se rule 24.035, one motion, pro se motion, for post conviction relief following an evidentiary hearing. We affirm as modified. Specifically, we affirm the motion court's judgment to the extent the court finds 1. Movant's pro se motion was untimely filed. 2. Movant failed to establish his untimely filing was excused by an exception to the timing requirements of Rule 24.035. And 3. The motion court did not have the authority to consider the merits of any claim in Movant's pro se motion, and the motion must therefore be dismissed. However, because the conclusion of the motion court's judgment improperly denies Movant's pro se motion, this court modifies the judgment to state that Movant's pro se motion is dismissed rather than denied. See Rule 84 on 14. 2.1. ALA further references to Rule 24.035 are to the version of the rule effective from January 1, 2018 to November 3, 2021, which was the version of the rule in effect at the time Movant's pro se motion for post-conviction relief was filed on November 19, 2020. 2. All further references to Rule 84.14 are to Missouri Supreme Court Rules 2024. 2I background. In October 2019, Movant entered an Alford III plea to one count of domestic assault in the first degree. The trial court sentenced Movant as a prior offender to 9 years of imprisonment on November 18, 2019. Because Movant did not directly appeal his conviction, his Rule 24.035 motion for post-conviction relief was due 180 days later on May 18, 2020. See Rule 24.035B. Movant did not file his pro se motion until November 19, 2020, and it is undisputed on appeal that Movant's pro se motion was untimely. Movant alleged in his pro se motion that the COVID-19 pandemic hindered him from filing the motion in a timely manner, claiming his facility has been plagued by lockdowns, quarantines, and riots, and that he had limited access to the library and law library. Post-conviction counsel filed an amended Rule 24.035 motion, amended motion, in May 2021. 4. The amended motion addressed the timeliness of Movant's pro se motion, admitting it was facially untimely, but arguing that very rare circumstances beyond Movant's control, namely COVID-19 restrictions within the Missouri Department of Corrections, impeded Movant's ability to timely file. Movant asked the motion court to excuse the late filing of his pro se motion. On November 9, 2021, the motion court denied Movant's amended motion without an evidentiary hearing and without issuing any findings of fact or conclusions of law regarding the timeliness of Movant's pro se motion. Movant appealed the denial of post-conviction relief, and this court reversed the motion court's judgment and remanded with directions to, inter alia, determine whether an evidentiary hearing was warranted on Movant's claim that the untimeliness of his pro se motion should be excused and issue findings of fact and conclusions of 3 North Carolina versus Alford, 400 U.S. 25, 1970. 4. The amended motion was also untimely. See Ross versus State, 659 SW 3D 368 370, Mo App, ED 2023. 3. Law as to the pro se motion's timeliness. See Ross v. Estate, 6959 SW 3D 368 375, Mower App, ED 2023. Following remand, the motion court held an evidentiary hearing on October 17, 2023, to determine whether sufficient circumstances existed to excuse Movant's untimely filing of his pro se motion. In December 2023, the motion court entered a judgment with findings of fact and conclusions of law. The motion court's judgment finds 1. Movant's pro se motion was untimely filed. 2. Movant failed to establish his untimely filing was excused by an exception to the timing requirements of Rule 24.035. And 3. The motion court did not have the authority to consider the merits of any claim in Movant's pro se motion, and the motion must therefore be dismissed.
However, the conclusion of the motion court's judgment denies Movent's pro se motion. This appeal followed. 5-se. Discussion. Movent raises a single point on appeal, arguing the motion court clearly erred in finding that Movent failed to establish the untimely filing of his pro se motion was excused by the active interference of the COVID-19 pandemic. We see.